This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The coronavirus has infected 234 people in two prisons outside the province that's at the center of the epidemic in China. Meanwhile, South Korea reported 52 new confirmed cases of the virus Friday. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
South Korea has ratcheted up its fight against the coronavirus after the city of Daegu became the latest hotspot this week. On Friday, in the capital, Seoul, workers sprayed every inch of the subway with disinfectant. The country has locked down its military after several soldiers tested positive. In Daegu itself, a city of millions, the streets are empty after dozens caught the virus in a church from a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31. Officials call it a super-spreading event, as many of the South Korean cases can be traced back to her. The Prime Minister said Friday that Daegu and another city are now special care zones. The week's spike of at least 50 new cases brought South Korea's tally to over 150. That makes the country the largest cluster of cases outside China and Japan's quarantine cruise ship.
Again, that was Libby Hogan reporting for Reuters. A senior U.S. State Department official says the seven-day reduction of violence deal promised by the Taliban will begin tonight, without specifying the exact time. That begins the countdown to the signing of a peace agreement between the Taliban and the United States at the end of this month. That could pave the way for a withdrawal of U.S. troops as well as intra-Afghan negotiations. For more on this and other stories, please check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says it is very alarmed about the safety and protection of over 3 million citizens in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped between the warring parties. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Syria.
We are here in a camp about 2 days' journey from Idlib, where families have fled. For many, it is the closest, relatively safe place to take shelter. But families here are still short on medicine, electricity, and other basic needs. Since December, 900,000 people have been displaced, and hundreds have died, including children that have frozen to death. Families here in this camp say they have been displaced 3, 4, or 5 times. Many of their friends and relatives, they say, are still trapped in the battle zone. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad hopes to declare victory over a multitude of warring parties in Idlib, but aid organizations say without an immediate ceasefire, the crisis will deepen. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Manbij, Syria.
A federal judge on Thursday sentenced Roger Stone, a veteran Republican operative and President Donald Trump's longtime confidant, to more than 3 years in prison for obstructing a congressional inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
After a U.S. intelligence official warned lawmakers last week in a classified briefing that Russia is once again interfering in the U.S. presidential election, President Donald Trump moved to replace his top intelligence official. The Washington Post and the New York Times reported Thursday the president was irate after learning of the briefing, concerned that officials had shared information that could be used against him. Trump called Acting Director of National Security Joseph McGuire to the Oval Office the next day when he ultimately decided to replace him. Again, for more on this and other stories, check out our website at voanews.com. Laurel Bowman, VOA News.